Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to the Rolls Revival Show with Tim and Maria Spencer and Rick Schmidt. Today is Saturday, the first day of June in the year of our Lord, 2019. Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody's having a good day. Well, I guess the top of the news cycle right now is this big shooting that was in Virginia Beach, Virginia yesterday. 40-year-old veteran who was a city engineer. For unknown reasons, decided to kill a dozen people, and he tried to kill more. Got four of them in the hospital last I saw last night. Anyway, our prayers to those people's, to the victims' families, and even to the shooters' families. Our prayers for their recovery. When I say recovery, I meant psychological, of course. Okay, well, good morning, Lori. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Yeah. Okay, well, Robin's there first thing in the morning. All right, so, Lori, what's on your mind this morning?
Oh, let's see, not really a whole lot. You guys know, but I guess the last half hour I won't be here because I'll be taking our daughter to a doctor's appointment that she's been waiting 8 months for. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. This is a long-awaited event.
It's just, it's just been an insurance thing, you know. It's a pain in the butt, but yeah. So.
Yeah.
Well, other than that, I hope everybody else out there is having a great weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, and cave people, they didn't care about this. They didn't have to worry about that. I don't know. Yeah, they somehow, I guess the average cave person got eaten by a dinosaur, you know, somewhere between the age of 18 and 22. So this kind of thing just doesn't apply to them. Tim, what subject do you care to broach here at this point? We can go in.
We can go so many different directions. I'll tell you what, why don't we get what everybody hates, well, most people hate the most. I'm fascinated by it, and so are you. Yeah. Let's touch on financials real quick and then get into the fun stuff.
Well, and once again, I don't really think that I necessarily, realistically, be able to classify this as financial. It is more... What I was thinking about here with regard to this, and of course I'm going to let you take the lead here anyway, but when we suggest that somebody go out and try to rearrange their asset classes in such a way that it would make sense in the upcoming environment, I don't know if I'd call that financial. That'd be more like practical matters. If you know you're going to have an accident, put on your seatbelt, that kind of thing. So, you know, we have, things like food, water, and silver, they really just are in the same class with my hammer and my saw. You know, they're just other tools that I like to have around because I don't, you know, you never know. When you need them, you need them. So... Well, please continue.
Well,
with the financial,
along the same lines as what you're talking about, you know, a hammer, a shovel, a nail, those type of things. Some means of trade after this thing comes apart, And ladies and gentlemen, Rick and I and Lori aren't the only ones that say the wheels are flying off this financial cart. They are. You know, you can go to the Fed and look it up yourself what's happening. This isn't stuff we're making up.
No.
You know, it would be nice to have some means of exchange when either the dollar is dead or hyperinflation makes it as good as dead. And it's going to happen. And the algorithms are saying it's going to happen. The forward-looking charts are saying it's going to happen. It's just not just us. The only question is when, and now we've even got a good idea of when.
Well, the velocity among you, according to the Fed, is stuck on stop. So that is not a good thing, and that's according to the Fed. The Federal Reserve says that the velocity of money is stop, stuck on historic lows. I mean, you know, please make what you will of this.
Right, exactly, Rick. And, you know, we know it's coming apart. It's just what does each and all we're trying to do is sound an alarm bell. You know, we're not trying to point you in a certain direction. We might, you know, as far as where to do your business at, we are trying to point you in a direction of, you know, thinking it'd be a really good idea if you put a 30-year portfolio into precious metals wherever you decide to get them. We know a couple of good ones, Gold Wealth Financial, I think it's Scottsdale, goldwealthfinancial.com, JM Bullion. If you don't need any investment advice as far as what to buy, you know, those are two good ones. And we're not, you know, we don't get paid anything for saying that. It's just the safest place to put your money. And apparently the smart money is all going to silver.
Yeah, well, there's that, of course. There's that because the industrial use for it's not just, you know, it's not just a monetary metal. It's also heavily used for industry. I mean, every cell phone, every solar panel, I think lithium ion batteries, which is, you know, the way that everything is using silver.
Well, it switches even, you know, on off switches. I'm talking electronic switches on computer boards. They call MLCs. You know, they've got silver. Everything electronic pretty much uses silver.
Yeah.
You know, most cars have over an ounce of silver in them.
Yeah, that's right. In the, what is it, catalytic converter, I think. But
and that has platinum.
Oh, that's right, platinum. They will tell you that, you know, the reason that silver's in this particular condition, whether or not anybody's realizing this, you might say, well, why in the world don't they reclaim that stuff when we're done with it? Well, because, you know, to get that small amount of silver out of a, let's say, a used cell phone, the cost to do it goes well beyond the cost of the silver, so they don't. So it goes into a landfill.
Right.
Yeah, so... So, in other words, what we have here is a commodity that's being used up at a certain pace but is not being renewed at that pace. So, I wouldn't even call it a renewable resource, which makes it rarer than renewable, which means probably you should have some. Just saying.
Correct. Yeah, correct. And that in the back, I think people need a hard asset to do day-to-day trade with when something does happen with the dollar. Now, I personally believe we're going to go to a gold-backed currency. You know, there's going to be a currency reset, probably worldwide, but almost positively in this country. I think that's one reason that President Trump is pushing money up the deficit is because we're going to default on it. If you look at Trump's history, this is what he's done. You know, he's borrowed huge sums of money and then gone into bankruptcy. You know, he works the system. And I think he's just doing that on a larger scale in this country. I could be wrong.
Well, this however, in this particular case, this debt he's screwing with now is not a debt he ran up. This nonsense
right,
happened well before his watch. He's just, this all just wound up in his lap. The other debts that he might have welched on, those were his money. That was stuff he borrowed and didn't pay back. But this, we've been running this debt up for 100 years, my goodness. It's just now
right.
it looks like these chickens probably will come to home to roost right in his lap. If you wouldn't mind, let me spit out a couple of statistics. And
sure.
Then do you want to speak momentarily about the Bo Polny situation regarding this?
Yeah, sure.
And then we maybe can kind of bring it to a conclusion using Mr. Polny. Now we've got tariffs, we're going to correct our trade imbalances through tariffs and apparently maybe even our geopolitical problems by charging people money. They're simply going to raise the price on their products, which is going to wind up, of course, being made up by you, the consumer. If you want those products, you will pay the tariff. Not the Chinese.
Right.
Same is going on with Mexico. The price of your tacos just went up. That's a damn shame. But that's the way it's going to go. The middle class, you might be saying to yourself, ha, we finally got them right where we want them, by the throat. No, you're going to pay these tariffs. The price of gold and silver is still being heavily manipulated. And of course, we know that one of the reasons for that is if those prices get loose, if they break out, it will be essentially the end of the fiat paper debt-based currency experiment, which is what this is.
Positively.
Your currency was a big science experiment, and you are the lab rat. Trust me on this. You still, I think, have a little time. I'm guessing, to lay your hands on some silver and to learn the garden. We are, after all, in late spring. You could still try to learn to grow your own food, although I really do believe that you are insanely short of time. And by the way, silver is not going any lower than it is now. But what they don't want you to see, they don't want you to be able to look at silver or gold, call that an investment. They do not want you to see that equal to stocks and bonds. They're going to say stocks and bonds are investments, and gold and silver, well, that stuff doesn't do anything. It never goes up in price. Gee, I wonder why. But it is the only way out of the situation as we stand. You will not move forward financially if you're doing nothing but sitting on dollars and debt-based assets. Those are all just paper promises. Those are government IOUs or corporate IOUs. And when this thing blows up, you left holding toilet paper. I've said it before. And there's one more thing I want to mention. In the bond yield inverted in 2006, and it took just about 2 years, 1.5 to 2 years for that to really explode and turn into the massive debacle that we call 07 and 08, where the stock market went a little further than in half. At about Dow 6000, the Federal Reserve stepped in and they started buying stuff like mad. So we actually do not know where the real bottom on the stock market is. Those assets that they purchased, which we could have called a bottom, that's 11 years ago, 12 years ago, those assets have been traded away at various times. They're no longer in place at those price levels. So 6,000 is not necessarily the bottom. The bottom will be when people decide to quit selling and people start buying, and there is no telling where the bottom is. It could be 2,000, Dow 1,000, Dow 0. You don't know this. So there's no way to know.
True.
So if you think you're going to sit this out, like I did in 08, You know, it took me a good 7 or 8 years to get my savings back, and now they'd be fitting to do it all over again, of course. So, you know, you've been warned. Bo Poley, kind of a Christian type guy, but an investment guru,
he's always right, by the way.
Yeah, he seems to be, and he's got a biblical timeline he's using, and I know that may sound New Agey, but I don't know if God is New Age or not. You know, they say everything old is new again. But would you like to explain to the folks what Bo Poley is thinking with regard to the economy, gold, silver, and you?
Well, okay. Basically what Bo Poley, I'll get it out right eventually, is saying is that he believes... and I'm not going to go into how he comes to these conclusions. I just know that he's hit the nail on the head for the past 10 years, some today, of what's going to happen. He's saying with the market, stock market, this month, June, two times we are going to hit new lows, or not new lows, that's not what I want to say, Rick. Help me out. Two crashes.
We're going to have a pair of flash crashes, two legs down. Flash crashes in June.
And then in December, if I remember correctly, is the big one.
No, July.
Oh, July, that's right.
Yeah, July, the next month, that'll dwarf the flash crashes. The flash crashes will probably look more like the stuff you saw at Christmas, you know, pair of 2,000 or 3,000 point drops.
Right.
But then July, he said that's kind of being about the coup de grace there, and it's going to be a real problem for the rest of the year, actually.
Right, and then as far as gold and silver prices, I know one of my takeaways. He said silver going up many, many times between now and the end of the year. Multiples, right. I think, was the word he used. So, we might be talking $100, $200 silver by the end of the year.
Right.
When that happens, you know, people's faith in fiat currency is going to go. It's going to be gone. And then the sky's the limit on both gold and silver.
Yeah, technically that would be the end of the fiat currency experiment. And if that's all you got, well... Damn, come on. How many times have you been told that, you know, that this whole thing was basically a Keynesian is an irresponsible debt-based Keynesian experiment. And actually, if you ask me, it's far more insidious than this. This whole thing, in my opinion, it was not just an experiment, but a massive long-range trap that has been set to catch as many people as possible off guard and steal their stuff. That is what I think
right.
it is.
And that is. You know, and
if you'd like to be one of those.
And what the... I didn't mean to interrupt, Rick. I'm stepping on
no,
you.
No, I'm just going to say you need to dodge it. You need to dodge it, that's all.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, folks. When you got the big boys like J.P. Morgan... stocking up on hundreds of thousands of ounces of silver per month, millions in a few cases. You know, that's where the smart money is going, is silver right now, and gold, of course. But in this country, it seems to be silver is what they're actually physically hoarding or stockpiling. So if the smart money's doing that, what should your money be doing? You know, that's the way I look at it. Am I wrong in that thinking, Rick?
No, I do not believe that you were wrong, and so to that, I would like to ask this question, which is a slight change in subject, but not quite. After last week, my wife beat up on me.
Well,
she said,
Rick,
she thought I was.
Hey, yeah. Hold that thought, buddy. Hold that thought, ladies and gentlemen. This is our first break. You can start calling in right after the break. 1-800-313-9443. We'll talk about anything you want to. Back in 3 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. We've been talking about a little bit about finances this morning, and we are taking calls now. So if you'd like to call in, the number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. Okay, gentlemen, you want to finish up on your thoughts of your finances you were talking about, or keep going, whichever?
Rick, go ahead and finish up your thoughts.
Yeah, I was going to turn the corner a little bit, if I can just figure out what the heck I just did. I got up to water the neighbor's dog, and I screwed him over there. That's what I get. Before you're kind of being mean to the folks here, blah, blah. And I said, well, I thought about it, and I thought, well, you know, the thing is, you know, I have to, you know, I wonder about these things all the time, you know, when I'm not, you know, being chased by zombies, I wonder. And so the question that I would pose is, what is smart? What is stupid? What is smart and what is stupid? And what is being nice and what is being mean? And finally, I would ask you, what is crazy? If I'm standing on a street corner and I see somebody's little kid, start to step out in front of a car, I will grab that kid by the hair and swing him backwards without giving it a thought at all. And if he wants to go yell to his mommy about how I hurt him, okay, you know what? I got to live with this because nobody's stepping in front of a car on my watch. And so is that, was that nice or was that mean? I do not know the answer. My father was a difficult taskmaster. He always wanted me to do everything right. And even though, you know, just like all dads, my dad had certain issues. He was very good at some things. And he always did everything to the best of his ability. And he demanded the same thing out of me. And he would always say, Rick, if you don't have the time to do this right the first time, where are you going to find the time to do it the second time? And, you know, I'm like, well, I can't really argue with that. So
no, you can't.
No, and two, when I was in the Army, during the height of the Vietnam thing, we had guys papering the walls. You can imagine who they were running through there. Everybody God created was in basic training. Fort Campbell, Kentucky, July, which is actually, believe it or not, in Tennessee, hotter than Hades, 95 at night, sleeping on green wool blankets, oversized company, oversized battalion because of the numbers being run through. They would run us to death every single day in the heat, backpack, water, steel pot on your head, green uniform, head to toe, and they wouldn't stop until 10% of the company was in sick call, they'd be hauled off. They'd wait until they'd lose about 20 or 25 to heat exhaustion, and then they'd go sit you down somewhere, let you roll up your sleeves. Now, was that mean or was that nice? We had two drill sergeants in my platoon, Drill Sergeant Bowers, who's snake mean bastard, and a big chubby black guy whose wife owned a restaurant, and you could kind of tell it in his physique. He was just like he was a big old grandpa guy. He carried around this little like stool, and when he'd talk to you, he'd sit down because he had to. But the other guy was a younger guy, and this guy could run side by side with you 12 miles and not break a sweat, and he was a mean one. But the question that I would ask you is how many young men that went through with me actually got back from Vietnam to their wives and their moms and their kids because this guy demanded excellence out of us and was not going to accept anything else. So which was mean and which was nice? Wasn't the big old grandpa guy, wasn't he really maybe the mean guy? And then, you know, what is crazy? You know, here we are on this show suggesting things that most people, it causes them real mental distress. When I tell people that they might want to look into learning to grow food or stacking some food away or buying silver, their eyes roll and they're like, Rick, you're crazy. And I'm looking at them and I might not call them crazy, but I would say, well, you know, you're like a one-footed duck, man. All you do is swim in circles. You know, you are a lost ball in the tall weeds, and there's no helping you. If I had to define you, I'd say maybe you're crazy. So what all these things have in common, of course, is they're all judgments. Every one of these things, mean, smart, stupid, nice, mean. If you ask me, the stupidest people on the planet are the ones that are born with intelligence, and they use it for all the wrong reasons. They like to steal. They like to cheat. They like to lie. They use their intelligence for nefarious purposes, not for the kingdom. Those are stupid people, genuinely, and I'm not sure that's a judgment.
All right, folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes, 1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. We've been talking about a couple of different things this morning. But gentlemen, before we go any further, we do have a caller on the line. We have Chance in West Virginia on line 3. Good morning, Chance.
Good morning.
Hello, folks.
Hello.
Out of curiosity, I'm wondering, what is the weather like out your way in Missouri? Have you been affected by any of these tornadoes?
They're always coming through here.
No, I mean recently. I know that.
No, they've been more directed toward. I think they've been directed more toward the western part of the state, Joplin, Springfield area, which is a few hours away from us. So we're doing okay.
We've been getting some pretty erratic weather here, thunderstorms off and on approximately six times a day. Cause just to the west of us, Ohio got hit pretty hard, and I was just curious. My question is this, regarding silver, have you heard any predictions of how much silver is supposed to rise in the future? Any educated guesses? I'm just curious also.
Mr. Spencer, do that. Mr. Spencer, hello.
I don't know if he's...
All right.
I was muted. I did it again, folks. I'm sorry.
Okay, you shouldn't have mute button, guys.
He's asking a question about how far silver will rise
Of course, you know, there's
right.
no answer to that question, but also I take issue with looking at it like an investment, like buying stocks that are going to go up. That's probably the wrong view, but please, Tim, go ahead and
okay.
And work with that.
All right, Chance, here's the thing. I'm not going to make a prediction myself. We've mm-hmm. heard some people that are very, very, that have a historical track record of being right. One of them is a guy named Bo, B-O, Polny, P-O-L-N-Y. You know, quite a religious man, but that makes no difference. The bottom line is he's right, and he's right all the time. And he's saying by the end of the year, we might be looking at $150, $200 an ounce silver. Now, would Now, would I go buy a bunch of silver based on his prediction? If he was the only one saying it, probably not. But we're hearing a lot of the same kinds of numbers from a lot of other people that are fairly good at predicting, you know, by various methods, algorithms, you know, biblical timing and God cycles. And, you know, regardless of what, you know, their bases are, they're all pretty much. Silver breaks out, you know, once we start seeing $40, $50 an ounce silver, which is, you know, folks, in the last 10 years, that's happened a couple of times. But this
what
time,
is it currently?
$10.50 the last I looked. I can tell you exactly what it is here in just a second. I haven't looked this morning because it didn't change overnight, you know, of course, the weekend. But let me see. Come on, machine. Right now, I'm sorry, $14.59 an ounce right now, and that will hold until about midnight Sunday.
Right, right. Okay.
So, I mean, it's cheap. It is cheap.
It is, yeah. The last, I think it was up to $16 an ounce, what, a week ago, maybe?
Yeah.
Did it drop? Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it does that. What it is, the price of silver is manipulated. This month, it's been up, in the past 30 days, it was 14, oh, where is it? No, actually, in the past month, it's pretty much stayed under the $15. But
yeah, I know they
manipulate
the prices of the precious metals. That's why I asked you that question, just out of curiosity. I know there's no definitive answer, but I was just curious of your opinion.
Well, here's the thing. At a certain point, when silver and or gold breaks out, they're going to reach a point where it can no longer be manipulated once that happens. And when they can no longer manipulate the prices, that's when you're going to see this stuff just really skyrocket. You know,
yeah,
right,
I wonder
now they're, you know, manipulating a GLD and SLB paper and they can keep it down, but when people figure out what's going on, and more people are figuring out, and people say, I want my silver, of course, you can't do that on paper unless you're one of six entities, which are all very big banks. You know, but people are going to start going for physical instead of paper when they figure out that they can't do anything with that paper. When that happens, then I see the price of metal skyrocketing.
Right. Okay, folks, keep up the good work, and God bless you all now.
Same to you, Chance.
Thank you.
Same to you, yours, buddy.
God bless, Chance. Have a great weekend, hon.
Uh-oh, he used the T word. What are we going to do now?
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy, I guess we're going to... Oh, man, oh, boy. Now we got to answer questions. I would say a couple things would be the psychological part of this show, we can wind it up. But, you know, first of all, like the man said, you're going to be about as happy as you make up your mind to be. You've got to start looking at things in a better light. It really is quite into you. They would like to keep your chin on your chin, keep your mouth shut. Don't be doing it. It really is up to you. We'll talk about something like transcendental meditation next time. This is not a religious pursuit. It's not a belief. It is simply more along the lines of doing a push-up. It's simply an activity that you do, which makes you healthier and happier. We'll get into that. And I will say this, too.
Okay.
If you're thinking a thought anywhere, anytime, and it scares you or it's making you angry, you are thinking about that thing incorrectly. In fact, I'm willing to suggest you're not thinking at all, you're feeling. So you need to stop what you're doing and go back, get your emotion out of it, and start using your brain to think and not your feelings. But there are probably all kinds of people out there that we've talked to hundreds of times, and they still haven't busted any kind of a move. I want to say this to you guys. There were four elk hunters. They got bush-planed by a bush pilot into their hunting spot up in the Yukon, and there they spent the week. Of course, the bush pilot leaves. Luckily, this year, they all four got their elk. At the end of the week, the bush pilot came back to the appointed spot to pick them up, and they all stood there. They had their gear packed up, their rifles, and the four elk dressed out. And the pilot said, look, I told you guys, I got room for you four, your gear, and two elk. That's it. Well, of course, you know, being big guns, they start trying to talk this guy into it, throwing $100 bills at him, trying to get him to relent. And he said, okay, you know, fine. I'll take your money and we'll give it a shot. So, of course, they take off, and they're doing pretty well for a little while. And then suddenly they try to get up over one of the lower mountains, and they there's not enough oxygen fuel mixture for the weight. They lose control, and they wind up crash landing. The bush pilot says, I have no idea where we're at. And one of the hunters says, well, I do. We're just about 1 mile from where we crashed last year. If this explains you, if this is you, stop doing that. You know, we're not here, you know, just talking because the room needs more hot air. We're kind of serious about this stuff, you know, but it is up to you. You know, the choices are, of course, always yours. So, what would you like to talk about now?
We got Jerry in Texas on line 5, Rick. Good morning, Jerry.
He's got some mule deer down there.
Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Laurie. I got a question for you. How do you put up with those two guys? Now, this is all right. There it is.
Yeah, it's not easy sometimes.
Yeah. I shouldn't pass that one up. Tim, good morning.
Yes,
Rick,
good morning.
My humbug. I was just very content to listen and what have you to the gentleman called in a while ago asking about silver.
Yeah,
I bought some silver back, I guess, about 6-7 years ago. Y'all remember what the price of silver was back then?
Yeah,
I paid about $22 an ounce for it, something like that. Well, yeah, you start looking at that. So I've lost 30% on that silver. If I were to cash it in for fiat, you know, cryptocurrency, let's say you admit it, the U.S. dollar, Federal Reserve note is nothing but crypto. It's nothing but the ones and zeros out there. Regardless of what you're going to say, you can say it's backed by the U.S. federal government that is broke. I mean, let's face it, But like that old boy said over in East Texas one time, he said, I'm so broke I can't afford oats for a nightmare. Y'all think about that one. I mentioned that here about 10, 15 years ago to an older gentleman. You know, and of course, that older is relative. He looked at me kind of funny. He said, you know, I hadn't heard that since I was just a little kid. He's back in the horse and buggy days. You know, so you think about it, there's definitely some validity to that statement. But anyway, don't worry about what the silver's going to be worth in fiat currency.
No.
6 months down the road, 6 years down the road, it's going to be worth what it's worth. It's got an intrinsic value. If you read the scriptures, Abraham paid so many talents of silver and so many talents of gold for a piece of property to bury his wife Sarah in. Gold and silver has always been a medium of exchange from the get-go. The only other medium of exchange that may be worth more than that is food. You can't eat. You can't eat gold and silver, but hopefully it can buy you food to eat when the paper dollar. Now, this is a Jerryism. I say that as a figure of speech. There was an old preacher that his name was J.W. Hitch. And, he would be delivering a lesson out of the pulpit, and he'd come up with pretty much his own idea or thoughts about a particular scripture. And he said, this is a Hitchism. This is a Jerryism. I prefer junk silver over minted silver rounds and bars for the very fact most people that's educated is going to know what junk silver is and what it's going to be worth. Sure, it may be worn a little bit on the edges and, you know, may not be full weight when it was minted, but people in the know is going to know that's genuine silver.
Right.
You know, they're not going to...
I understand what you're saying, Gary.
You know, it's just one of those deals. Next topic I wanted to go to right quick, concerning food. Have y'all ever discussed or followed Eat the Green, Eat the Weeds, the website?
I haven't.
Are you familiar with it? You're not familiar with it?
No, I'm not.
Okay, this guy and I, you know, three things happen when you start getting old. First, your memory goes, and I don't remember the other two, so I can't remember his name. He's got a very extensive website, and I believe, if I remember correctly, I should have done a little research before I called in, but I didn't. I'm out in the morning. It's eattheweeds.com, I think. He goes out and he looks at all the flowers and all the different, he even says, eat cedar berries, juniper berries. They're good. They're nutritious. They're a blueberry. Yeah. And I tried them. I come across some nice plump ones that's fully ripe, and they're not bad tasting, I won't tell you, especially if you're hungry.
They make a real nice tea.
Okay, well, I've never tried that, but... that's good to know. But anyway, eattheweeds.com. Look at that. That's a lady wrote in a discussion group on Yahoo several years ago. She said, she's talking about growing gardens and what have you. And she made a statement, said it's a crying shame that we have been indoctrinated and taught in this day and age, if you don't plant it in a row or in a pot, and it comes up. If it comes up voluntarily, it's an invasive plant. Either pull it up or poison it. Go around, you know, go around and follow the bees. See what they're eating. Or gathering in a way of pollen and nectar and taking it back and making food for us. Goats eat poison ivy and poison oak. I don't recommend you go out there and eat what a goat does, but anyway, there's in all cases, but
if you don't have access to the internet, ladies and gentlemen, there's also books out there, and Rick and I've talked about this before. There are books out there that will help you, and They describe the different kinds of plants that are in your area that are edible. They're not just weeds, like Jerry said. There are some out there that are actually edible. We have some in our yard right now, and they look like big, huge weeds, but they're not. They're actually edible greens. You can cut them down, you know, cut the leaves off of them and prepare them just like you would your collard greens and your mustard greens. So these are good things to know, like Jerry said, because if you're not growing your own garden or you don't have access to one, it's a good thing to know these kind of things, you know, what you can and can't eat that are in the wild.
We have our break, ladies and gentlemen. We're back in 3 minutes, 1-800-313-9443.
Out, hang on, please.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
And welcome back to Rural Survival here on RBN. At the moment, we're speaking with Jerry in Texas, and we were talking about the different things that you can find even in your yard. I'm just asking our listeners to please remember that there are parts of almost any plant that you can eat. If you have cattails growing nearby or on your land, every part of the cattail is edible. There's parts of the tree that you can eat and even make teas out of or paste out of. you know, wild greens growing out in the yard. You know, I mentioned, I guess it was sometime last year, I believe it was, Rick, that we were talking about it, and I mentioned a book that I picked up from here in Missouri. You can get it from the conservation people.
Right.
But there is a book for the local plants that grow wild that can be used for either remedies or that are edible.
Right.
And,
yeah, we did talk about that. Yeah. I was thinking about that just last day or two.
Ice ferns are supposed to be good. You got to go through, get the the tannic oils out of it.
Tannic acid.
I found really surprising, and I one of those round to it that I want to pick up is here in Texas, and I guess across the Southwest, I don't know how far north or east they go, but the old mesquite, you know, people consider it a blight. The mesquite tree will grow big. I've seen them huge. They make wonderful furniture. But the beans on those mesquites, you can take those things and you harvest them right before they are ready to drop. Some people say that you go ahead and put them in the oven and heat them up to kill any kind of eggs and the start of weevils and what have you, maybe bugs that's in it. But there's actually a university in Arizona that they have made a study on, and they harvest those beans and they grind them up, pod and all. And it is supposed to make some of the most fantastic flour that you can get. And I've been wanting to do that. Yeah. Rick, I've got your email address. If I can find that information, I'll send that. And also, I'll make sure that Eat the Weeds, that link on that you can pass on to Tim or whomever. But
I'm looking at it right now. It's quite extensive.
Eat the Weeds? Oh, yeah, it is amazing.
Yes.
You can spend days. Not only does he identify the plant, but he tells you what part of it's edible and how to prepare it. I mean, it's very, very extensive study.
Well, we'll go ahead and put that link up on our page also on Facebook, honey.
Okay.
That way everybody has access to it in case you forget about it.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for your call, Jerry. When we come back, we're going to talk to Art Off the Grid on Line 9, top of the hour.
Y'all have a good
week. We'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Thanks, Jerry.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.